You are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, finally, my brothers and my sisters there in Pretoria, here in Bloemfontein, Johannesburg, watching TV today, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Joshua chapter 1, after the death of Moses, a new season for the nation of Israel, about to cross the Jordan and invade the promised land. I'm telling you, 2017 is going to be a year of God's explosive favor, explosive blessing. You better get ready, amen. Because that devil that tormented you, you will see no more. Things are going to change in your life. Your mountains are going to become plains in the name of Jesus. Your enemies will bow before you. Those who were against you will become before you. God's going to give you a breakthrough. I'm telling you, I say it so that you can declare it and prophesy it in Jesus' name. Joshua 1 verse 1, the Bible says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Never knew a nun had a son. Okay, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Cannot change yesterday, amen. Forgetting what is behind. Yesterday is gone. Leave the past where it should be, in the past. And get up on this first day. Get up today and believe God, for good things are heading your way in Jesus' name. Well, if you don't want to believe it, that's fine. You want to be a cynic, that's fine. I'm going to preach myself happy. I'm going to preach myself in revival. You can say, well, I've heard this before. Well, it doesn't look like it. You better hear it again, because you ain't believing it. Hallelujah. Moses is dead. Now, therefore, that relationship that you're crying about, that tragedy, that job that you lost, it's dead. It's over. It's over. Stop revisiting the places of death and dearth in your life. Begin to visit the promises of God. Hephzibah, a delightsome land. Begin to visit the future that God has for you. I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Say it this morning. Somebody that has gone through tragedy or a crisis, say, I have a future. Say it. No, that's not convincing. Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Say, I have a future. Okay. Stop acting like you have no future. I mean, God's not got off the throne. Amen. Jesus is still in control. The devil is still under your feet. Hallelujah. It says, now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, to the land which I am giving them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I have, past tense, given unto you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness, the whole of South Africa, the whole of Africa, the whole world, the only limitation is the limitation in your mind, because you are unstoppable. God is for you, God is with you. Whatever you can imagine, you can accomplish, because you have the unfair advantage. God is for you, God is with you, and God is in you. Your thoughts would be the only thing that stand between you and the great future that God has for you. And we're going to deal with the thoughts that are derailing and stopping people from the future that God has for them. Because a lot of people say the right things, but they think the wrong thoughts. And we're going to deal with stinking thinking early in the next year, so that we can think according to what God says. Because the Bible says in 3 John verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Verse 5, he says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. No opposition. The enemy will come against you one way. God will drive him before you seven ways. Say amen. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Bump your neighbor, not your wife, the brother sitting next to you. Bump him and say, be strong. For to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law, the word, shall not depart of your out of your mouth. You will not speak your doubts and your fears, but you will declare the word and the promise of God throughout 2017. But you shall meditate in a day and night that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Three times God instructs, not suggests, to Joshua to be strong. God says, I command you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Strong and of good courage. Courage is the inherent ability to suppress fear and its disturbing consequences. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, the Bible says, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. So God knows if Joshua is going to possess all God has for him. God needs him to be strong and very courageous. Be strong and very courageous. When Joshua relates this to the people stand up and they say to Joshua, all you command us we will do. We ask one thing of you. And there it is in verse 18 of the same chapter. It says, only be strong and be of good courage. Family, 2017 is going to be a great year. You may start on a low, but you are going to end on a high. You may feel discouraged, but today the Spirit of God is going to lift you up and God is going to encourage you. You may feel like a spirit of unbelief is upon you, but today that spirit is going to be broken over your life. You are not going hopeless, helpless into this year. You are going to go into this year with a heart of hope, believing if God is for me, who can be against me? Come on, if you believe it, say amen. Even when there is no hope, like Abraham, against hope, in hope he believed. Come on, we choose to be strong and very courageous. People think sometimes weakness is an option if you want to perish. But if you want to possess the land of promise, you have to make up your mind to be strong and to be courageous. It's amazing how emotion follows motion. You may feel weak, but don't begin to act weak. You may fall down, but don't stay down. When you begin to walk a little bit faster, your attitude will begin to change. When you lift your hands a little higher in the church, your spirit will begin to soar. Come on, in the name of Jesus, somebody just give the Lord a praise in the house because you want to. Now, we're not going to win our battles with a weak praise. If we want to win our battles and inherit what God has for us, we have to make up our minds to be strong. Heroes are born in the heat of battle. Cowards are also born in the heat of battle. I want to tell you, it is a battle out there. We wrestle not. The Bible says, ruthless men retain their riches. We've been speaking about Satan trying to throw you out of your inheritance. But God gave you the keys, the authority. God gave you the dominion to use those keys. Therefore, God says, you have to be strong. You have to be courageous. Do not be moved by what you see, but be moved by what God promises. Remember the word. Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, be strong. To Joshua, three times, be strong and very courageous. How can we remain strong throughout 2017? How can we end 2016 being strong today? Number one, the Bible tells us, be strong in the Lord. Remember, God is with you. And if God is with you, God is for you, who can be against you? Joshua 1 verse 5, God promises to Joshua, he says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. 2017 is part of your life. It's going to be a great year. Come on, say amen in Jesus' name. God says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Yes, there will be challenges. But even before you take the first step into the new year, God says, I'm with you. Family, that gives you the unfair advantage. That means before you get into the ring, the judge already decided what the score will be. You just have to stay for as many rounds as it takes. Come on, in the name of Jesus, because God is with you. God is for you. The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of you. You are born from God. You are a winner. This morning, the greater one lives on the inside of you. Say amen in Jesus' name. That means you have the unfair advantage. That means you are set up for victory, not failure. Amen. You're going to win in your marriage. You're going to win in your health. You're going to win in your business. You're going to win that court case. You're going to win everything that comes against you in 2017. I prophesy that over you in the name of Jesus, because God is with you. No man shall be able to stand before you. You are on the winning side. One believer, and God make a majority. God promises no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Believe it. It doesn't matter how it seems right now. Don't believe the devil's report. Believe God's report. Believe that God will turn things around in your life. Believe that God will vindicate you. Believe that God will shut the mouth of the lion. Believe that God is with you in the fiery furnace, as he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Believe that God will be with you in the lion's den, no matter what you face, that he will shut the mouth of the lion. God says, no man shall be able to stand against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. God promises, I am with you. God promises, I am for you. God promises, I am in you. God promises, I will never fail you. I will never forsake you. Every step of the way, I'm with you. So you better take time out to hang out with this God. When you feel weak, you don't need a mainstay. Bottle of mainstay. Don't even know if it exists. They break away with mainstay. Remember that island? And the person lies under the umbrella sipping cane, right? You don't need cane. Neither do you need cocaine. You need to break away with him. Get into God's presence. And we're not talking about religion. We're talking about a relationship. Get yourself in God's presence over this time so God can revive you. God can renew your strength. God can give you clarity of the future, because tired eyes never see what God has for them. Get yourself in the presence of God. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28, the Bible says, have you not heard? Have you not known? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of heaven and earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Hallelujah. Even the youths, not in CRC, shall faint and be weary, and young men shall utterly fall, not in CRC. But those who wait on the Lord, hallelujah, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. God is with you. That's what God told Joshua. A whole generation perished, and God says, I need you to be strong. I need you to be courageous. I need you to be strong. I need you to be courageous. I'm with you. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. When you walk into that meeting that you're afraid of, I'm with you. When you go for that operation that you are fearful about, I am with you, says God. I will sustain you. When you go for that job interview, God says, I am with you in Jesus' name. When you ask that girl on a date, amen, I am with you. I am with you. I am with you. 45 years of delay, family. One conversation with Joshua, and God expects Joshua to change totally. 45 years of delay, death, calamity, 3 million people dying in the wilderness because of the disobedience of evil. God says, hey, that season is over. And I prophesied over many of your lives, that season of turmoil, that season of heartache, that season of brokenness is over. It is a new day. Come on. 2017 will be an explosive year of God's blessing, God's favor, God's increase. Oh, come on, if you believe it, say amen this morning. Hallelujah. I believe it. So we're going to do better things for God. You better know that my spirit is wanting to go into turbo overdrive. I mean, God's talking to me about many things. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Let the weak say. Hallelujah. Nehemiah 8 verse 10, the Bible says, then he said, go your way, eat the fat. Jy kan maar na die vakansie met 'n paar kilogram terugkom, is okay. Net nie te veel nie. Eat the fat, drink the sweet. Send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to the Lord. Do not sorrow. Do not sorrow. Please get the sorrow off of your face this morning. Do us all a Pentecostal favor this morning. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. Only people that have lived a short life don't realize that life is not a theory. We don't preach theory. Some do, I don't. Because life's too real for me. Storms that people face are real. But in the midst of all these storms, God promises you victory. And God urges you to check your attitude. So that even in the lowest moment of your life, like Job, you would not become disheartened, but you would hope in God. You would trust in God. You would activate your faith and choose to say God is good, because sometimes we don't feel that God is good. I know none of you will admit that we don't. We believe. You choose to say God is good. But the minute you become silent, your thought will become your reality. That's why the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Not let the weak think I'm strong. Because until you don't say it, nothing changes in your life. You will not relocate yourself if you do not declare the word of God. Those are the very keys that Jesus gave you. The keys are released by the words of your mouth. You frame your world by the words of your mouth, and still, after me sweating every week, preaching my heart out, some of you are still silent. There's not a confession coming out of your mouth. Why? Are you not committed to the life that God wants you to live? We want to possess this promised land that God has for us. We better step it up. It's not going to fall into our laps. God says, I have a future for you. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. You better put your trust in the Lord in 2017. You better put your trust in Jehovah Jireh, El Shaddai, in the name, oh come on, in the name of Jesus. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. We remember the name of the Lord our God. God will move heaven and earth to answer the faith of one of his servants on the earth. Walk with God. Because many people walk with the crowd and they go nowhere. You better walk with God. You're a servant of God. You're on God's payroll. And if not, you have a problem. Because then you're an orphan. And God has no orphans. You act like an orphan. You believe God must vindicate you through someone. He sent Jesus. Wake up. Put your trust in Him. Stop praying to your ancestors. They dead, they gone, can't help you. The only person who grew was dead and is alive. His name is Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He's alive forevermore. And He still answers our prayer today. He still is a mighty healer, a mighty deliverer. Come on, in the name of Jesus, He still holds your future in the palm of His hand. The Bible says, concerning this thing, I pleaded three times that it may depart from me. Sometimes battles are tough and they don't want to go away. Paul says, I'm calling out to God three times. This is Paul who wrote about faith. And he said, my grace is sufficient for you. My strength is made perfect in weakness. You always see people that have been scarred, not people who are broken. It's a difference. You hear people that have lived life a little bit. When they open their mouth, there's something different. It's not the superficial talk. Because they know life sometimes is painful. They don't have this perfect theology, perfect theory, but they have a perfect God in the midst of tragedy. No matter what they face, what they go through, their God remains perfect. You may not understand everything, but their God remains perfect. Their God remains faithful to them. And they can worship this God in the most difficult times of their life. Sometimes you listen to Christians or charismatics, it's like, okay, that wasn't really a speed bump. No, that hurt the brother. And we will weep with a brother, but we don't weep as those without hope. We keep our hope in the Lord. I lost my job. I weep with you. I understand. But God will sustain you. God will carry you. My wife betrayed me. My husband walked out. I understand it's painful. Don't tell me it's not painful. We're human beings. Jesus understands the pain. He suffered all the sufferings that we suffered so that we could be able to bear the suffering in this world because He's a faithful Savior. So sometimes we just need to shut up and be there for people and say, I understand. And if you don't understand, I really feel with you. But hey, God is with you. God's not left you. It may not look like it right now. God has not left you. His grace is sufficient for you. God's grace will carry you. God's grace will keep you. Listen to me today. The light will shine again. That storm will pass in the name of Jesus Christ. God will restore your joy again. God will take you back to the mountaintop again in the name of Jesus, because the Bible says weeping endures for a moment, but joy comes in the morning. I prophesy joy into every broken heart. I prophesy joy into every barren spirit this day in the name of Jesus. I prophesy hope in your hearts today, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Paul says, three times I cried out to the Lord, and all God says to me is, my grace is sufficient for you. Sometimes we have to go through things that we don't want to go through, but we have to be strong, not in our strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Rely on that grace. That grace is something amazing. It's not a theory. It's the person of Jesus walking with you, working in you. When you would have given up, you don't. Because of His grace. You can't face your battles alone. You can't go into this new year disconnected, detached, like He's a theory up there. He's a relationship. And that's all God said to Joshua, I am with you. I'm with you. As I was with Moses, I'm with you. This is the greatest moment of your life, as you give yourself to Jesus, or as you give yourself back to Jesus. I want you to close your eyes, forget about everybody, and pray this prayer with me right now as you give yourself back to God who created you. Pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself back to you. Thank you that you love me so much that you died for all my sin. I believe with all my heart you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. I invite you today to be my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, take your rightful place in my life. Wash me in your blood. Break the power of the devil over me. Thank you for the gift of salvation, the gift of righteousness that I receive right now in Jesus' name. I'll never go back to sin. I'm your child, born again, forgiven, washed, justified. I put my life in your hands. Thank you for a new beginning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.